Showing today's daf yomi is Bamatzia daf nun aleph. Bamatzia 51 daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for Am Yisrael, Shmir, for the Chayalim, Hatzalah for the Shvuyim. And today's daf yomi, Gemara is discussing the fact that the Mishnah states that there is no onah in onah tagar. There is no onah for a merchant. So what does it mean when we say that there's no onah for a merchant? Because he's a merchant, he doesn't have to worry about price fraud. So Gemara gives two main explanations. That Rav says the first explanation is a tagar safsar, that there's the merchant who's very familiar with the prices because he's always buying and selling. It's arbitrage. And if he's getting overcharged, or if he's getting underpaid for an object it's selling, it's clearly because he's got another deal on the other side. So he doesn't have to worry. We don't have to worry about this person. That's the first explanation. But the second explanation is the answer that is given by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, my ain la tagar ona. What does it mean that tagar does not have this price fraud, that a merchant can't be tricked? Just says no, it means the opposite. Eino b'toras anah. He's not within the laws of onah at all. Meaning to say that, typically speaking, we say if the fraud is less than a six, we waive it. But a merchant, even less than that, we don't waive it. Any amount, afilu pachos michtei onah chozer. Even if it's less, we cancel the deal. You have to give him the extra money back. Not we cancel the deal. You have to return the money. Why? Rashi explains dechayev tuluyim b'kach, because his whole livelihood is dependent upon it. And so therefore, tiknu osha yachzar, we say it goes back under those circumstances. We see we're more sensitive, according to Rav Ashi, to someone whose whole livelihood is dependent on it.